above the everyday. We would wander above the everyday. Yet the things we are to speak of here belong themselves to the everyday. We seek not to delude minds and hearts into thinking the everyday is far from us, as though we lived on a distant star. We seek here only to consider many things everyday people have scoffed at all times. We would love and honor the everyday, and deny to none its due. Yet we seek to climb heights and snowy peaks, showing from nearby also things distant from the everyday. We want to see the everyday beneath us and indulge in eternal light. We want to raise ourselves from the everyday as to experience ourselves powerfully in it anew. Sea memory. It was by the sea, it was by the nighttime shore, when first I heard from sacred lips myself being called by my name. Promised grace became as truth, and yearning no longer disturbed the hour. Now first I felt conscious in my name, how heavy was my burden, that the holiest of men came from distant parts was the consequence of their own dignity. It was by the sea, by the Greek shoreline, when no attachment any longer resisted consecration, an incomprehensible light-filled grace taught me awareness of my eternal origin. Word in the Word. When first I heard those at one with the Spirit, and fraternally united with me in the Spirit, those who, apart from one, I had never seen before, in this earthly life, when first I heard them speak my name, in the manner of their tongue, I felt my innermost being so shaken that I scarcely could perceive around me those who spoke. Those masters in unison with the Spirit, for the tears in my eyes. I was frightened and perplexed that they knew me by my name, by the name propagated in eternity, which I am. Just as the spring is water, and the essence of a word its meaning. Surely I have been what they spoke aloud in the manner of human speech for eternity upon eternity. Yet never before had anyone in all my time on earth named me by that name by which I knew myself, as the Eternal Father named me in the Word by name. Now the exalted masters, and henceforth my brothers, gave me this very name and the manner of earthly speech, so that here once more eternal essence, formed anew, be therein proclaimed.